fire away, guys.
Ross, from your point of view, what went wrong particularly in the first quarter?
I think the first thing, you've got to acknowledge your opponent. They were very, very good. They won the ball well, used it well, made us defend. but quite simply, either end of the ground, they just scored every time they went in, and every time we went in, we didn't score. So it was pretty simple. They were really effective defensively and offensively. So, it was disappointing. Put us the scoreboard pressure. I mean, we've averaged 9 marks a game, so thereabouts, for 3 years in our D50. That took 9 in the first quarter. So it's a pretty strong indicator that you need to tighten up and you need to defend a little bit better. And wasn't a lot of pressure around the ball out of our front half. So it just highlights how good league teams can be if you don't compete in the manner that you need to impress us. So, it was good feedback for our group, as disappointed as we are. I thought, so at halftime you come in 21 entries and they're just scoring at will. We put Hill back there for a little bit, he turned it all around, but then after halftime, I thought we made a game of it, some more entries, opportunities, a little bit more composure in the last quarter, probably could have tightened the margin, put some real pressure on them, but to their credit, they sort of closed it out pretty well.
What did the spur coming out late affect your structure at all?
No, not at all, really. We sort of certainly wanted to give Hayden Crozier an opportunity. Johnson, early with the hamstring, wasn't ideal, so he'll miss, looks like a standard 21-day hamstring, roughly. So they're quite tall, which is fine. So we just restructured. Main went back, and we thought, no, he's probably a bit better. I thought Tabano went back. He was okay, but needs to learn a little bit. So it's probably not ideal for us because, with Dawson and Silvani. So, hopefully Alex Pierce is available next week. Have a look at that. Just having us stay back. Clark went back as well. So, but look, I thought we fought on. I thought we worked our way back into it, changed up a few things. But I thought they, particularly first half, dominated. So, I probably, the momentum early, should I have done a little bit more? Maybe. But it's always good to have a look at your players and see how we respond and what we do.
The raw clearance numbers were the worst of the play around the contested ball, but you didn't get the scoring out of the clearance dominance. Mm. Can you put your finger on how that came about?
Well, I think there's raw numbers. A few of them were wide and short and some quick kicks that they intercepted. So their pressure around the ball was pretty good. They looked pretty quick. So there's numbers and there's quality.
People were talking about the 10-game record winning streak, the players that buy into that are all coming into 10.
Well, I don't know. I didn't ask them. Does it make sense? It's not a conversation I have. Are you buying into the 10-game figure? So, hey, look, it would have been nice to create some history. There's no doubt about that. But it's really insignificant in the scheme of things. So we come out to play good footy in front of our crowd. We didn't do that. We had an opponent that laid down a challenge and we didn't respond in the manner you need to. So we need to work on our desire levels for the week and come out and we get the opportunity to go to the Gold Coast. So we'll look at the team. Peel Thunder play tomorrow, so I'll go and have a look at that and make some decisions and try to regroup.
9 wins to start the season, though, is uncharted territory for this group or this club. Is the loss good in a way in that sense?
Oh, look, I would have preferred, quite simply put, I reckon it would have been nice to win to them.
Ross, were there challenges getting the players up during the week after playing in tough conditions in Adelaide last week?
None whatsoever. We're not a footy club that offers excuses. We're beaten by their better opponent, and all credit to Richmond.
Ross, you're getting worried at all about you could be vulnerable in terms of tall defenders, if you could be vulnerable anywhere on your list, is that spot where you could be?
Well, we're vulnerable because they're injured. Yeah, I think it's a good point and it's fair, and we've been holding our breath a little bit, so we thought we're getting a little bit better with Zach Dawson, but he breaks his thumb. And then Jono gets pushed as his kicks, a little hamstring tweak. So, you know what? Good teams find a way.
And Alex Pierce and Tanner Smith, are both of them in position to step up now to play some footy if needed?
Well, that'd be them. We'll go away and look at it. I think the Gold Coast have some challenges. I'm not sure how many tours they've got. I haven't been watching them that closely, but I'll have to tune into that. We'll come together as a match committee and make an educated decision.
Are you confident that Tabanar and Manka
Yeah, they're far from perfect. But look, Mahoney only went back for 5 minutes. It was really Tabernard and Clark. So I thought Tabs did some good things. He sort of slaughtered it a couple of times. But look, it's a hard place to be. Not many people like going back. And some difficult conditions. So look, that's a great experience. You know, Tommy Sheridan played again tonight. Thought he was okay. Crozier kicked a couple, so we had a good look at him. And look, that's a look at our future, isn't it? So, you know, Tendai Mazungu's there as well. Lee Spur should be fine to come back. He'll definitely come back next week. So, but what I want to be really clear on here is we're disappointed, but we're beaten by a better opponent tonight.
You've worked hard on your scoring efficiency. Was that a reminder tonight that that's a key area of the game?
No, I think the key area of the game is winning the ball, because we're really down in that, and playing with intensity. So scoring is a function, an outcome of that function of intensity and winning the ball and pressuring. Scoring, yeah.
You feel like Pabst almost dropped off a bit in recent weeks?
Oh, not particularly. Look, I don't think he's at his best nights, but it's been difficult. I think he's been a little bit sore, but at the end of the day, you judge when you go out there. He would like to be a bit better, but I think he's had opportunities, a couple of drop marks, I think. You know, so he's a proud competitor. He'll bounce back. We've got no doubt.
And just on Zach Clark, a couple of quiet weeks, but the conditions probably looked a bit dewy again tonight. Have they contributed to that?
Yeah, I haven't thought about him too much. I think we'll go away in the cold light of day. All I know is this group's been very good. You're going to lose a game of AFL footy. We acknowledge we've been beaten by a better opponent. We'll go away and assess. And I'm not into individual executions at any time, let alone when we forward on and people have played pretty good roles for a long period of time.
Sandy Ladd set another ruck record tonight with hit outs to advantage this time.
Did he? Terrific. That's good. We'll go up in the record books and we'll go down as losers. No worries. Thank you. Good night.